Is your domain being abused right now? Let's start with a direct question. What percentage of emails landing in an inbox right now are malicious? The numbers are unsettling. Phishing is not just an occasional risk, it is a systemic threat, with industry reports indicating that a staggering 80 to 95% of data breaches are initiated by a phishing attack. This reality brings us to the core of this discussion. You've likely heard about DMARC, but you are still asking the critical question, do I really need a DMARC policy, and how does it benefit my email marketing efforts? The short answer is yes. In the digital economy, an enforced DMARC policy is no longer a best practice. It is a fundamental requirement for securing your brand and ensuring your legitimate messages reach their target. DMARC stands for Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance. Think of it as your domain's dedicated traffic cop, telling email servers what to do with messages that claim to be from you, but can't prove it. The real benefit of DMARC lies not just in monitoring the abuse, but in stopping it entirely. We will demonstrate why taking the step to full enforcement, moving to the ultimate defense, DMARC P equals reject, is the most effective way to protect your customers, secure your brand reputation, and noticeably boost your email deliverability. Section 1, the email security imperative. Why strong DMARC is the new standard. Your domain is a valuable brand asset. When an attacker sends a fraudulent email that looks like it comes from your company, a practice known as email spoofing, they are not just stealing from a customer, they are damaging your reputation. The cost of inaction. The threats are tangible and costly. Business email compromise, BEC attacks, which often rely on spoofing a company executive or partner, represent a significant financial risk. For instance, recent analysis places the typical financial loss from a BEC incident at an average of around $150,000 per successful attack. This highlights the severity of the problem that a simple DMARC record could prevent. A quick refresher. The building blocks before DMARC can take action, it relies on two established protocols. SPF, Sender Policy Framework, and DKIM, Domain Keys Identified Mail. SPF is like a guest list. It's a published record of all the servers authorized to send email on behalf of your domain. DKIM is a digital signature. It cryptographically verifies that the email's content and headers haven't been tampered with during transit. DMARC is the protocol that binds these together with an essential alignment check, and crucially, gives the receiving mail server an unambiguous instruction on what to do if a message fails both checks. The DMARC enforcement gap. Despite the clear and present danger of phishing attacks, the vast majority of domains are still not fully protected. This lack of enforcement creates an open season for threat actors. Recent research analyzing email domains shows a significant enforcement gap in DMARC adoption. Overall adoption. While DMARC awareness is rising, a large percentage of domains, 84% in some surveys, still lack a published DMARC record entirely. Weak policy dominance. Of the domains that do have a valid DMARC record, the majority are not actively stopping threats. A staggering percentage, often over 65%, remains set to the passive P-None monitoring policy. Full protection is rare. Only a small minority of domains, typically less than 10%, have adopted the strongest enforcement policy of DMARC, P equals reject. If your domain is one of the many relying on a monitoring policy, you have effectively identified a security hole, but chosen not to close it. The question is no longer if you need a DMARC policy, but how quickly you can move to close that gap. Section 2 equals none versus P quarantine versus P reject, which policy truly protects? The DMARC policy, designated by the P tag in your DMARC record, dictates how recipient mail servers treat non-compliant emails. Understanding these three policy options is key to moving into a truly secure place. Phase 1, P monitoring stage. Action. No action is taken on failed emails. They are delivered to the recipient's inbox or spam folder based on the receiving server's default rules. Purpose. This policy is for visibility only. It allows you to collect DMARC reports and identify all legitimate and unauthorized senders using your domain without affecting mail flow. It's a non-negotiable first step, but not a security solution. Phase 2, P equals quarantine, the spam folder policy. Action. The policy advises the recipient server to treat the failed email as highly suspicious. This typically means the email is delivered to the recipient's spam, junk, or quarantine folder. Critical drawback. While DMARC quarantine is a significant improvement, it still relies on the user to make the correct security decision. The malicious email still reaches their system, and a user could easily mistake it for a legitimate message, click a link, and fall victim to the scam. This leaves an unacceptable door open to human error and continued brand risk. Phase 3, P equals reject, the ultimate defense. Action. This is the most stringent policy. It instructs the recipient server to completely reject the email. The email is permanently bounced, never making it to the user's inbox, spam folder, or any quarantine area. Core benefit, DMARC P equals reject eliminates the threat entirely. By not allowing the forged message to pass through the email gateway, you achieve maximum security for your domain and maximum protection for the recipient. If your aim is to eliminate email spoofing and brand impersonation, moving to the DMARC P equals reject policy must be your ultimate objective. Section 3. The overwhelming benefits of switching to P equals reject. The decision to change your DMARC policy from P quarantine to P reject provides several high-level, compounding benefits that affect both your security and your bottom line. 1. Maximum security and phishing prevention. This is the non-negotiable benefit. P equals reject shuts down the attack vector at the server level. With a quarantine policy, the risk is still present. It's still making its way to you. With a reject policy, the email simply doesn't exist for the user. It is the most robust, definitive action you can take to prevent malicious phishing attacks from reaching your customers and partners. 2, enhance brand reputation and trust. When you implement a P equals reject policy, you are making a public technical declaration that your domain is secure. You are signaling to every major email provider that you take security seriously. This demonstrates a deep commitment to protecting customers from the misuse of your brand name. The trust metric, a strong security posture, evidenced by P's reject, builds trust. In a world where 96% of organizations report experiencing at least one phishing attack in the past year, according to a recent industry study, being one of the few fully protected domains makes you stand out as a trustworthy sender. 3. Measurably improved email deliverability and sender reputation. This is often overlooked, but critically important for email marketing. A fully enforced DMARC policy is a powerful indicator of a high-quality sender. Major ESPs constantly evaluate a domain's sender reputation to determine where to place its emails, inbox, or spam. When providers see that you have a strict P equals reject policy, they recognize that your domain is secure and responsibly managed. This enhanced reputation acts like a fast pass, increasing the likelihood that your legitimate marketing and transactional emails bypass spam filters and reach the primary inbox. It creates a DMARC flywheel. Better security leads to better reputation, which leads to better deliverability. Section 4, the step-by-step pathway to P's reject. Moving to P reject is essential, but it must be done carefully. Skipping steps can cause legitimate emails to be blocked, immediately halting critical business communication. The transition is a calculated, data-driven process. 1. The mandatory first step, P equals none. If you haven't already, your first DMARC record must be P equals none. This allows you to collect aggregate reports, RUAs, which provide the data you need to proceed. The data goal. Use these reports to create a comprehensive inventory of all legitimate third-party sending services, e.g. your CRM, email marketing platform, invoicing system, HR software that use your domain. Ensure all of them are properly configured with SPF and DM and pass DMARC's alignment checks. 2. The calculated move to P equals quarantine. Once your reports show that all your legitimate traffic is fully compliant, you can transition to P equals quarantine. The safety net. It is highly recommended to use the PCT equal percentage tag for a gradual rollout. Start with a low percentage such as P equals quarantine, PCT equals 10. This tells receiving servers to quarantine only 10% of non-compliant emails. You can then monitor the results and slowly increase the percentage, PCT 25, 50, 100, until you are confident that no legitimate emails are being affected. 3. The final P equals reject implementation. When you're sure that your DMARC reports show near-perfect alignment for all known legitimate sending sources, and the quarantine phase has produced no unexpected rejections, you are ready for maximum protection. The action. Simply change the P tag in your DNS record to P equals reject and ensure PCT equals 100, or remove the PCT tag as 100% is the default. A continuous effort, Remember that DMARC is not a set-it-and-forget-it tool. Any future change to your email infrastructure, a new email platform, a new cloud service, requires immediate DMARC validation to ensure compliance is maintained. Section 5. Seeing the benefit, quantifying your new security posture. Once your P=reject policy is in place, how do you actually measure its success? The benefits are quantifiable and visible in your daily DMARC aggregate reports, RUAs. 1. Analyze the reject disposition. This is the most direct evidence of success. Instead of seeing unauthenticated messages categorized with a none or quarantine disposition, you will see a dramatic and sustained increase in the number of messages with a reject disposition. The key metric: you are now actively tracking the number of times your domain was maliciously spoofed and successfully blocked. You can confidently report that your company prevented X attempts this month, where X was previously a potential data breach or customer incident. 2. Decreased phishing reports from the field. The ultimate real-world measure is a noticeable reduction in the number of complaints you receive from customers, partners, and employees about suspicious emails that appear to be from your brand. This tangible decline confirms the policy is working to protect your recipients. 3. Positive deliverability trends. Monitor your email service provider, ESP, or marketing platform's deliverability statistics. As major ISPs register your domain's strict security posture, your sender reputation will improve. Over time, you should observe an increase in inbox placement rates, proving that the technical security of DMARC P=reject is directly supporting the success of your email marketing. Making security a priority. DMARC is no longer an optional security measure. It is a foundational component of modern email marketing and brand protection. By understanding the critical difference between the mild suggestion P=quarantine and the definitive protection P=reject, you can take control of your domain's security narrative. The goal must be to move past mere monitoring to full data-backed enforcement. Committing to this calculated phase transition ensures that every legitimate email lands safely while every fraudulent attempt is blocked at the gate. Need a partner to navigate the complexities of DMARC implementation and email deliverability to ensure your next marketing campaign lands where it belongs? That's where Aspiration Marketing provides the expert guidance to turn security compliance into a competitive advantage.